Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As spring approaches, we welcome the return of many birds as they migrate north. Douglas Robinson, an assistant professor of biology at Mount St. Mary College, discusses the factors that influence birds' urges to return to their summer breeding grounds.
In the course of a single year, nearly half the Earth's birds will migrate some distance at some time. During the spring in northern temperate regions, most of the birds that actually breed here will return from points south as the ice and snow melt in the warming sun of the spring. Some species, such as the American robin, only flew to the southern Atlantic states. Other species, including the sandhill crane, wintered along the coast of the Gulf of Mexico, while still others, including our brightest and best singers, the warblers, flew to the tropics in the southern hemisphere. For species wintering along the equator, internal annual clocks promote increased restlessness and the signal to return to the northern breeding grounds. For other species, the urge to return is cued by increasing day length. Even longer day lengths after they arrive will stimulate production of hormones that trigger the growth of reproductive organs. But migrants may stop south of their final destination, and then for the final bush, use temperature, rainfall, atmospheric conditions, and food abundance to fine-tune their arrival to their summer homes. It is sensitivity to warming conditions and perhaps earlier food abundance that seem to be resulting in earlier and earlier spring arrivals of some species as global temperatures increase. The ability to time the arrival on breeding grounds has been strongly selected, as those who made mistakes or relied on the wrong cue paid with fewer offspring or even their own deaths. Look for those success stories of species to arrive in your yard in the near future.
That was Mount St. Mary College's Douglas Robinson. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Spring fever, here at last. Spring fever, my heart's beating fast.
There is no doubt now, love is in the air.